Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planets, Friday the 11th of September. Sun is in Virgo, ruled by Mercury, and planets are asking...
Is it?
Uh-oh. Planets.
Sun identity opposing Neptune. Is it or isn't it? What could possibly go wrong?
Okay, you tell me.
Could all second guessers, but particularly the ones who regularly get wrong-footed or caught off guard by certain people's conduct or actions, declare at least a 24-hour moratorium? Because if you find it difficult to figure out what someone's going to do on a figuratively speaking clear day, imagine the complexity of the assignment you are undertaking on a planetarily pea-soupy, densely foggy one such as this. That said, current influence is ever hopeful that people will see the reality of a situation, partnership, project, etc., are trying their best to present an accurate portrayal of the condition and viability of the situation, partnership, project, etc. However, this info is subject to interpretation, and the interpretation is subject to the impulse or commitment to use past performance or history as a barometer, making the whole process somewhat tricky. So while you are likely to have incredible insights into yourself, your needs, and ambitions, it will be relatively easy to decide that the Earth is flat or other truth no longer held to be self-evident if you conclude that it suits your purposes. Needless to say, this could lead to spirited dialogues or debates should anyone have the temerity to challenge you or your program.
Okay. Signs particularly affected by Sun opposing Neptune.
Virgo, Pisces, Leo, everybody.
Okay, and if one's birthday, 11th of September.
Time for a reality check. If you feel like an observer rather than a participant in your life or your relationships, or feel as though you are doing somebody else's life or relationships but not yours, perhaps some adjustments would be useful. As with that other sizable company from way back when, the planets can only bring good things and the relevant info to life. After that, it's up to you.
Okay. Tomorrow, Daily Planet.